Let me read to you a verse from Shantideva, from chapter on passion. He says, "There is no doubt that the compassionate Buddhas completed exchanging self with all living beings." No doubt. Every Buddha has done that, completely exchanged themselves with all living beings, not just with one other or two, with all living beings. So Shantideva says, thus the nature of living beings is the very nature of the Buddhas. So we should show them the same respect. This is the most beautiful verse. Because Buddhas, every Buddha exchanges, literally, all their cherishing is in others. Shantideva says, it looks like their nature become the nature of living beings becomes the nature of the Buddha because the Buddha has exchanged. He's teaching us how to love and be patient with other living beings. He said, well, actually, they're the same nature as Buddha. Buddha has exchanged himself with them. All Buddhas have exchanged. So they're precious. Their nature, through the force of that exchange, is the same nature as Buddha. Can you imagine doing this meditation and getting to the point where you have that feeling? You have so strongly identified with others, way beyond what we might call empathy, as if your very nature has become the nature of these beings. That is what the mind of a Buddha is like. That's where we're going. It's like you get a bit down that road and this ridiculous thing that we were so preoccupied with previously, cherishing ourselves, it seems so small and so gone, so far behind us, insignificant compared to this extraordinary feeling of sharing our nature with all living beings without exception. Can you imagine the joy, the bliss, the experience in a holy being's mind who has completed that holy exchange? So we set that up now as our goal. We strive towards that goal. So I believe this verse quite important. We should spend a long time reciting, contemplating the meaning of this verse and let that experience grow. Let it not be like some transactional meditation or something like that, where, okay, I'm going to trade, I'm going to be losing all these things that I enjoy in exchange for some kind of bliss and da, da, da. It's like the exchange becomes, it's sublime, it's a sublimation where you are so, your mind, your intention is so mixed with the welfare of others. There is no self. There's only others. Your mind completely mixed. Like Shantideva says, he says, thus the nature of living beings is the very nature of the Buddhas. Can we get there? Can we set that as our goal?